No gamishya gratu gachi, there is this moral teachings in India. No gamishya gratu gachi, siddhi karji samang phalang. Yodhi karji vipatti shat, mukharastas tattva hanyati. It is not based on truth, but this is niti means politics. It's politics. No gamishya gatu gatu. When a party is making advance, don't go ahead. No gamishya gatu gachit. Siddhi karje samang phalam. If the object is achieved, then we will be all equal sharer. And yodhi karje vipattishat, but if you have to meet danger ahead, then mukharastattva hanyate. Those that will be in the front, they will be. They have to suffer. This is policy. This is policy, politics, rajniti. But devotional rules is not such. The servitors, the servants of the Vaishnava, they will take on their head all the difficulties and allow their masters to live in pristine glory. Just the opposite. Namiro balai jato sab loye hoi hato tabe mo sukhero yudai Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Whatever offenses against the holy name is there, let me welcome them and be perished, and let the glory of the name in its splendor, let it shine in its own splendor. And the difficulties I should take, and I want to perish with them. The Vaishnava count. Die to live. The Hegel is a very good man. Die to live. Because Atma has got no death. He is eternal. Death is only to the shackle over the coating, the dress, the garment. And that is accumulated from the foreign land. And let the foreign part dissolve. Die means death to the foreign encasement. And Atma is eternal, that I won't die. And by embracing death, Atma shines more and more. Die to live. Just as the gold, when put into fire, it comes with brighter color. Dagdham, dagdham, punarapi puna, kanchanam, kantavarnam. As much as the gold is burned into fire, it comes with fine, bright, brighter color, Atma. Not self-aggrandizement, but self-dedication. That is the nature of Atma. Atma lives only on that. Only that is his food, by giving away, by distribution, not by aggrandizement. Atma lives by distribution. Jato javive, jato hi korive dam, tato javive. It is said in connection with our knowledge. What? A peculiar type of wealth our knowledge is, not like other properties. Gyatibhir bantane naiva. When the co-sharers come to divide a property, joint property, brothers father, property, brothers are heirs. They want to share the property amongst them, divide. But Gandhi is vantane naiva. If one has got knowledge, that cannot be taken into share, cut up into shares and take possession. Gandhi is vantane naiva. Chauri napi namiyate. The thief can steal everything, but he cannot take one's knowledge, learning. No dani no khayam jati. Other properties, if we make a gift, then it becomes less. But your learning, as much as you can distribute, it won't be lessened. Rather, it will be enhanced. Vidyaratnam mahadhanam. So the jewel of knowledge is of such peculiar, higher nature. So also, there's a wealth of Atma, the soul. You may distribute as much as you like, but it won't be diminished. It will rather be enhanced. The very existence requires this. Law of existence, Atma. So, by giving, by serving Atma, thrive, and by accumulating, absorbing, Atma dies, or he is surrounded by foreign elements, covered. His death means to be buried under some foreign elements. Atma's death means to be buried under earth or foreign element. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Namir Balai Jato, Sab Loye Hoi Hato, Tabe More Sukhir Ludai. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna.
Balai means
the dangers. Balo hote balai, balai shabda ache na, bangla bhashay chole. Balai mane baloker je sob upodrob arke. Choto chhele jokon, the infant, so many difficulties or dangers that come to attack the child. That is balai. Balo means child, not full grown child. That is balo, baloka, balo. And what comes to attack the child stage, of name. That is when the name is in a very crude form, not full blown, full grown, fully expressed. At that time there are so many dangers for the name, as aparadha, bhasa, etc. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, let all the offenses, if possible, to be put on my head, and I want to suicidal quality, yes, and I want to die with all the troubles. And let the name grow without any danger from the environment.
Is
carbophage present? No, no. And carbophage balai. And name is full blown, then nothing can approach. No difficulty, no obstacles can approach. But when in its crude form, then only so many enemies of them may come. In the beginning, when a devotee is serving the divine name in the beginning, then so many defects may come. And those difficulties may be removed. Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays to the Lord. Please, the difficulties in the first stage of a student of the name school may be allowed by your special grace to give to me. To be allotted to me, and the name may name God, name Lord, and may easily be graceful to all the public who need it. So that is an aspiration, whether that is possible or not. It is possible by the special pleasure of God, everything is possible. Alokodan, the bhakti is sadhan siddha, and Bhagavad Icha siddha, two types. Only by exclusive grace of the Lord, also a jeev can attain his highest position, special grace. Generally, we are acquired through sadhana. That is the general way. But special grant is also possible. And that is of four types. I forgot the name. The Alugodam, and there are another three types of the grant of special grace to the devotees. Okay, we just have Govinda was back to them. On the whole, I find Mahi Kodilam Krit Kosti Durgatim, a sincere soul must be saved. Sure to be saved from unlimited difficulties there may be. Our previous births are also unlimited, and the acquisition, wrong acquisition of so many previous births, they are deposited in some form or other. That must be disposed of. They will come ahead to disturb me, my progress. But still, according to our sincerity in the attained, we shall get the divine help. And as much as they may be in their intensity or in their and whatever be their venom, but none will be able to do anything. The case of Prahlad, The case of Pearl Harbor is teaching us, even from the nearest person, nearest in the sense of mundane affection, the father, he is also, he may turn to be the greatest enemy, but he is defeated, not for long. All these examples show us that he is there. If you really search for him, he is all pervading, all knowing, omniscient, and omnipotent also. He is at your backing. According to the purity of your purpose, he will come to you in proper time, won't fail. No treachery from that side, but benevolent and a gracious approach. Only because you do not give consent, so he cannot approach to you, because that will be interfering with your free will. Otherwise, he is favorable. That is our solace. We are out not to search for a stone or any passive friend, but passive, active in all points. He is all complete, all perfect. I am going to search for him. He is very near to me. Only I am not allowed to, due to my past apathy, not allowed to connect with him. All permeate, all pervading. The Durita Dandiki, no doubt he is far, far away, but still he is the nearest of the near. So near, perhaps I am not so much near to me. He is so near to me. I myself is not so much near to my own real self. I am what I am, that is my ego, is a foreign thing. I am a foreigner. What at present I am, my ego, present ego, that is a foreigner. So, I am not very closely near to my own self, own interest, own identification. That is my position. I want to be my real I, a real I. A real I means not purchased by any provincial opportunity. Not key hunter, opportunity hunter.
Opportunist.
Opportunist. Opportunist. Opportunists are traitors to the environment of his own section, opportunist. But opportunist may have got also a broader sense. Opportunist. Sarvadharman Parityajya, he is also a bold opportunist to seek the proper opportunity of his life. Opportunist. Janma Sarthak Kori Karo Parupakar. acquires goodness and distributes that to others. First, selfish. Acquires the truthful knowledge, the knowledge of truth, and then you can distribute truth to others. So in that sense, self-seeker, I want to find truth, and then only I can help others. Otherwise, if I am living in half-truth or falsehood, whatever I shall do for others, that will be also of that nature, cannot but be. So, Swayam Asiddha Katham Unnayam Sarnahit, when one who is not attained perfection, how can you help others to be perfect? So, Bharat Bhumita Haida Manushya Janma Yaar Janma Sarthak Kari Kara Parupakar. Realize yourself and then help others to realize the truth. That is not so-called opportunist. That is good. Good. So that plane is such. The plane of harmony. That harmony in the absolute sense. Yatha tarur mula nishechanena, to pour water into the roots of the tree, to put food into the stomach. Apparently it is provincial, the stomach is getting the food, but not the... By the result it is not so, because stomach is a serving unit for particular purpose of life. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So the plane is such, all harmonizing plane. All harmonizing plane. Everyone's interest is properly represented there. Represented there. Everyone's best interest is properly represented. Such a plane is, and we have to seek for such a plane, such a soil to live in. A very, very abstract thing. But when one's inner agreement has occurred, earnestness for that plane, he can't avoid. Sabbadharmam parityajya mamekam saranam. Aham hi sarvayajnanam bhukta cha prabhure vacha. Yes, it is that I am the proprietor and the consumer of anything and everything, but I am your friend. I am your friend, well-wisher, your guardian. So no apprehension of losing anything when the case is in my hand. You try to think that if you realize that to be the true, then you have no misgivings. Then only you can find true peace. True peace at heart, that I am well represented in the highest management, administration. The perfect administration is there, and I am well represented, not only myself, all well represented there. The interest of everyone is well represented there. In that center, I want friendship with that center. I only want to realize that. Then only I can be at ease. No misgivings, no apprehension. I can feel peace. I am peace, Papa. This is a general thing. Then there is higher layer also. That is designed by Yoga Maya to enhance the pleasure. Pleasure of the pleasing principle. That is unthinkable, unknowable. The personal interest of the Absolute is designed there. The cause of all the energy to produce more energy, more satisfaction in him, the design has been by his sanction then made by Baladev, etc. To keep up its dynamic character always. The dynamo is supplying energy, electricity to so many places. But to preserve and to promote the power of dynamo, there is also a design. Design. That's like something like that. His domain, that is also in such a way that the very center is being supplied with more energy, and vice versa. And this way, that is Yoga Maya. That is the internal management of home, of the Absolute. The Absolute got as if he has got a home where so many members are trying to keep up his energy and the Gyana Bala Kriyas are in different directions. Different directions we are told. And it is eternal. This chakra, one helps another. Napoleonic chair. Everyone is sitting on the chair and everyone has turned himself into chair. Chakra. Movement. That is this, that is shown. Vishnu Chakra. Chakraka. That is very nature of the eternal movement. In a circular movement, in a circular way, one helping another. That I told the other day, that when men are required to live in the sky, their stools will be converted into food. Such attempt is going on. That is in circular order. To continue, to maintain easy maintenance of the eternal character. This circular movement has been designed. So, positive invites power from negative. And Chaitanya Chaitanya for a fourth chapter of Radharani and Krishna. and their mutual position and their conduct has been described as if Krishna is imbibing his force. His force in connection. So both are indispensably connected, predominating and the predominated aspect of things. One cannot stand, one cannot stand independently what has been conceived by Shankara and the Buddhist school. Buddhistic school, their ultimate is prakriti, that is the negative side. And the Shankara, eliminating the negative side, only tries to establish the positive side. Eliminating negative side, that is prakriti. Objective side, only subjective. And that is nothing. Without object, subject can't stand, and without subject, object cannot stand. This is Vaishnava theory. Both is eternally true. And so, the dynamic character. Otherwise, this is Viraja is a static. The ultimate cause is Viraja, prakriti. And is Brahma, that is also static conception of the prime power. But Prakriti Purush, the enjoyer and the enjoyed, the aggressor and the aggressed, the positive and negative, and eternally connected, cannot be abstracted one from another. Eternal. Vaishnava theology. Only outwardly positive holds the primary position. In very important position. But if we go to scrutinize further, then we cannot but feel that the negative has got also as if a positive position of its own. Otherwise, the positive cannot act. A peculiar thing, in that sense. That sense. Krishna can make mad the whole world in their attraction for him. But the same Krishna, he becomes mad to have the company of the Hadini Shakti. Becomes mad. In this way it has been shown in Chaturtha Adhyaya. And that is the secret of the Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Shuddha Shakta. The potency has been given higher attention. Attention. And we have to follow this even from the outward utterances of scripture when Lord himself said, those that are direct devotee to me, they are not devotee proper. But those that are devotee of my devotee, they are my real devotee. If we try to follow the very principle of this saying, that this is not a hyperbolic remark, but there is some genuine reality in it. Nome bhaktasya te partho ye bhaktam mata. Mad bhakta manto de bhakta te me bhaktam mata tama mata. If we try to find out the very inner meaning, inner purpose of such things, then we can go to the, reach to that conclusion. As our Guru Maharaj remarked, we are Shuddha Shakta. We are worshippers of the potency, but not this mundane potency, but the potency wholesale dedicated to the possessor of the potency. Without retaining her individual independent entity at all, 100% dependent, such potency is very, very rarely can be conceived and realized. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. The direct approaches to me are not that is proper approach meant, but approaching through proper channel, through the devotees, that is proper approach. That is real approach. So Gauri Amat eliminates Mirabai and so many other apparent devotees to be real devotees, because they are mad in praise of Krishna, not so much for the devotees of Krishna. So the Krishna is not alone, king is not alone. King means so many, very big establishment, always. And to approach the king, if it is real, then the approach must be through a channel. So Krishna means he is already surrounded by different, there is a big hierarchy, a big bureaucracy. And to approach to, one cannot approach direct. If his approach is real, he must select a particular channel. And he cannot but praise them, revere them, and their magnanimity. It is by their help only we can get the nearness of Krishna. Otherwise not. Bhuragangya Ghaska, one will take a leap, cross the whole system and then approach the king. It is avastava, unreal. So when one is engaged so much apparently that he is a great devotee of Krishna, eliminating the devotee class, then that devotion has not come to take the shape of real approach. It is a vague thing. He is far from Krishna. When suppose the highest peak in Himalaya is Everest. From far up we can see the Everest. But if we want to climb to Everest, then we have to pass it through. As much as we shall approach, we shall so see so many nearer peaks, lower peaks of mountain. Then we can approach. So when approach to the Everest will be actual approach, then we cannot avoid the names and the characteristic of other peaks surrounding the Everest. But from far up, we can see only the Everest and not other peaks around it. So when we express our connection with Krishna only, alone, then we are far off. But really, when we are in the field, we are practically doing, we cannot but have connection and express and acquaintances of the nearer peaks that are surrounding that higher peak. Something like that. So, practically you are in the field and practically you are engaged in approaching Krishna. They are approached with the real, realistic, only when they are engaged with so many devotees of different departments of Krishna. So I marked when preaching in the south, whenever any gentleman approached our Prabhupada, he is a very renowned devotee of this place. Then Prabhupada used to ask him, under whose guidance your devotional activity goes on to Krishna. Somewhere. But generally, they used to say that, I am direct concerned with Krishna or Rama. Then when they went ahead, we heard our Guru Maharaj to say, he has no devotion, dismissed, no devotion, not practical devotion, that is a vague, not any particular shape it has taken now. Because that is ignoring the asraya, the surrounding positions of the Lord, without which they all will be on the abstract thinking, not practical approach. Guru, that is the great test, whether the devotion, one's liberation, one's any other thing but Krishna, but the Lord. That is also a criterion. Then much devotion shown, but why? For we want emancipation, liberation, not service of Krishna, but for to acquire, to earn liberation. We are taking the devotion of Krishna. That is also lower, this gunamaya worship, worldly worship, and not worship real in the transcendental plane, that is not eternal. For the time being, that is maya, that is sattva-guna. And also another, not liberation, not any other object. Devotion to the Lord must not be subservient to any other end of life. That devotion or siddhi, some other, that is one criterion. Another criterion, that eliminating devotee, only the Lord alone is being worshipped. That is also false. Two types of devotional practices generally seen in the world, they will be dismissed. Because they cannot do, they cannot satisfy these two criteria of devotion proper. But the world does not get any news of this, all these things. This Ramakrishna Mission,